Hello, welcome to Our Given Purpose. I am Tori, and I'm so grateful you've chosen to spend this time here. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this channel so you will be notified each time I upload a new video. Last week, I delivered some exciting news of upcoming giveaways and new things that are happening with this channel, the website, and Our Given Purpose as a brand. I have so much more to share with you. But for now, let's clear the space and give God the glory. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with this time together. Today's devotional is found at OurGivenPurpose.com and is titled Harsh Light. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. I will be reading from the Lexham English Bible. The Sermon on the Mount, Salt and Light, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt becomes tasteless, by what will it be made salty? It is good for nothing any longer except to be thrown outside and trampled underfoot by people. You are the light of the world. A city located on top of a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and place it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it shines on all those in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so that they can see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen. Focus scripture for harsh light is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before people so that they can see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. As a photographer, I often look for well-lit areas and try to avoid direct sunlight if needed. Of course, it all depends on what the goal is. I recently went on a sunset photo shoot and afterward found myself driving down a country road. As the sun faded, the sky gave way to the stars and it became increasingly darker. With no streetlights to illuminate the way, I found myself switching on my high-beam headlights. Occasionally, a car would appear in the distance, and I reminded myself to turn my high beams down. I noticed that they would do the same. With each car that came into view, overwhelming light reflected back into my eyes, and we responded by turning down the level to balance the brightness. The moment we passed, the lights would flick back up to its brightest exposure, shining into the darkness ahead. How amazing! Not knowing who was behind the wheel of the oncoming vehicle, we each reacted with compassion because we knew what the other was experiencing. Spiritual food for thought. Our light coming towards each other may be too bright and cause one of us to look away. Instead, if we adjust, the other can stay on course. Joining the individual light, we are able to see more than we did alone by working together to highlight the areas that were once hidden. We don't have to dominate by blinding others out of fear of what cannot be seen. We control the lights on our vehicles as a way of guiding others traveling alongside us. Using God's light to guide others, warn them, or adjusting to accommodate their vision is how we remain useful in God's plan. Thank you all for spending this time with me, and I encourage you to read Matthew chapter 5 in its entirety. Matthew 5, 13 through 16 are a portion of Christ's Sermon on the Mount. As believers in Christ, we possess light. Our vision is strengthened the more we study and reflect on His holy word. How do we see what we are experiencing? What is our takeaway and scripture application to our situation? The application has been one of God's greatest gifts to me, allowing me to take mundane, everyday reality and see the biblical significance so I can learn as well as pass on the insights He graces me with. Again, thank you all for watching. This can be found at OurGivenPurpose.com. I will have the links below, and I will see you all or hear you in the next video. Bye!